Hi everyone, my name is Clara and I'm a second year geography student. I'm here today to talk to you about a recent field trip I went on with my university class. We travelled up to a stunning nature reserve in the Scottish Highlands to conduct some environmental research. It was quite a long coach journey to get there. When we were initially given the trip itinerary, I had assumed we would be staying in a large youth hostel, or perhaps even camping in tents since it was late spring. But to my pleasant surprise, our accommodation for the week turned out to be a charming wooden cabin. It was relatively basic, but wonderfully cosy after a long day outdoors. Shortly after we had unpacked our bags, our lead tutor gathered us in the main hall for an introductory lecture. Given the incredibly diverse ecosystem surrounding us, I fully expected the talk to centre on the local wildlife. However, the presentation primarily focused on the impacts of climate change, which provided crucial context for the measurements we would be taking over the coming days. That afternoon, we were taken out for an orientation walk around the reserve. I had my camera ready, hoping to get a perfect picture of a spectacular waterfall I'd read about. Unfortunately, the sunlight was too harsh by the time we reached it. Instead, my favourite photo of the day was of an ancient stone bridge spanning a narrow stream. The moss covering the rocks looked incredibly atmospheric. The following morning, we had to officially choose the main focus for our research projects. Many of my classmates immediately decided to analyse soil samples, as the centre had excellent testing equipment. I debated doing the same, but I eventually opted to study the local plant life. I felt it would be much more rewarding to be out identifying rare species across the valley. Of course, working in the Highlands means battling the notoriously unpredictable weather. On our second afternoon, a severe storm rolled in out of nowhere. I managed to grab my woolly hat just before it flew off my head, but a sudden, violent gust of wind caught my map, snatching it right out of my hands. I watched in horror as it blew straight into a massive muddy puddle. It was completely illegible after that. Without my navigation tool, I had to change my plans slightly. I had originally intended to gather my ecological data right on the edge of the large lake. However, because that area was far too exposed to the howling wind, I retreated to the sheltered riverbank to conduct my measurements instead. It actually turned out to be a brilliant spot. That evening, we all huddled in the field centre's laboratory to process our findings. I genuinely thought my strong background in biology would give me a significant advantage when categorising the specimens. As it turned out, having a solid understanding of chemistry was what really saved me, especially when it came to accurately analysing the acidity levels of the water samples. On our final morning, we were required to present our preliminary findings to the rest of the group. Naturally, nobody wanted to volunteer to speak first. Our tutor joked about making us go in alphabetical order, but he ultimately decided we would present based on our age, starting with the youngest member of the class. Luckily, that meant I went somewhere in the middle.
The presentations themselves were fascinating. Someone gave a very detailed talk about the history of traditional sheep farming in the Highlands. But my absolute favourite was a brilliant presentation focusing on forestry in the region. It completely changed my perspective on how the local woodlands are actively managed.
Before getting back on the coach to head home, we all chipped in to buy a thank you present for the field centre staff who had looked after us so well. We briefly considered picking up some luxury chocolates from the nearby village shop, but we eventually decided to buy them some delicious local honey instead. They seemed genuinely thrilled with it.